Track 13 and sport. Unfortunately, a lot of the weekend sport ground to a halt in the rain. But here are a few points. This one, for the King celebrating life of boxing legend, didn't depend on the weather. King's Boxing Academy recognised decorated local boxer and club patron Lionel Hutchings with a surprise ceremony at the club headquarters in Kingstainton on Sunday. Mr. Hutchings, who is nearing his 90th birthday, was presented with a Lifetime Commitment to Boxing Award in the form of an engraved championship belt, a medal from England Boxing, and a certificate from the Mid Devon Advertiser. Lionel fought 297 bouts in his career, around 50 of which were in the army, before spending 47 years as a coach at Exeter Amateur Boxing Club. For the past 5 years, he has been a patron of King's and is a particular supporter of the popular boxer Sonny Dorrian. Reflecting on his involvement with boxing, Lionel said, "Boxing always kept me out of trouble. I think boxing gives young people a bit of strength and self-ability. Some people think boxing is about going out and giving everyone a bashing, but it's not. It's self-discipline. That's what it's all about. And if you've captured that, you've captured everything." And with no football being played, they've covered the paper with some thoughts from the coaches and managers. So I'll just read the first perhaps paragraph of each little bit. From Buckland Athletic, Buckland Athletic head coach Dan Hart believes his side are in a good place after a rocky start to the Western League season. "I think we're in a position at the minute where we're constantly reflecting as a team and as a new again coaching team on where we are, how we feel the summer went for us and some of the obvious mistakes that were made, which put us back a couple of times in our level of progression and consistency." And from Bobby Tracy's manager, Tony Radford says, "The inconsistency is holding his side back. Up and down is probably the easiest way to rephrase it." And from Newton Spurs, boss Mark Revel is buoyed up by what he believes is an upward trajectory in his side. "I had a bit of a chat with the guys at the weekend," he said. "We were all sat in the dressing room and we had a bit of a conversation. I'm a glass half full kind of man, and I still think we're on an upward trajectory. Our path is on its way up still, and we're in the ascendancy as a squad and as a group." And from Tynmouth AFC boss Liam Jones, he's been left frustrated by his team's sporadic start to the Peninsula League season. Tynmouth are languishing 10th after a bumpy start has seen them fail to gather any sort of momentum. And although the men might not have been playing football, apparently some of the women were playing their walking football. On Sunday, October the 21st at Sandy Lane, Dawlish Women's Walking Football Club were delighted to host special guests at the morning's kick and cake session. That sounds like my kind of football, if there's cake on the go. This is a group run by the club as part of the FA's Just Play initiative. It was launched in April and its purpose is to give women aged over 50 the chance to play recreational walking football. The emphasis is on fun, friendship and fitness. And that's all we've got from the sport for this week.